Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed worldwide, as always, at newsdakota.com. Joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the director for the Jamestown Corollaires, Pam Burkhard, and Corollaires member Mark Scherfe joining us. And Pam and Mark, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for taking time out of your windy Fridays to join us here on Let's Talk. Last time we talked to you guys, you were gearing up for a huge trip to New York, and I'd love to talk about that, hear about the experience. Carnegie Hall, that was where you guys performed with over 200 other men's choirs. Phenomenal stuff. Let's hear a little bit about your guys' experience.
Well, it sure was something we knew going into it. It was going to be unique, and our expectations were certainly met there. An amazing venue to sing in. Just coming together with 250 men from across the United States to sing music that's all about freedom and patriotism and what founded our country. That was just, That was a really neat experience. And to sing in a venue like that, a place that's made for good music, and to see what it looks like from the stage and hear those other voices around us was quite an experience.
It's amazing. And Pam, is that the first time you've ever been to New York? Or
no, I've been fortunate to have made several trips to New York, but you can go there all the time and things change and you'll never experience it. Well, also,
a city that never sleeps for a reason, right?
Right, although we did discover it does sleep a little bit on Sunday nights when we were trying to get food about 1 a.m.
Oh, so. Man. Perfect. So great trip to New York. Once in a lifetime experience, I'm sure, for you guys, which is phenomenal. You guys were raising money for that. Is there anything else you guys would like to add about that? I mean,
well, the community support that we experienced in planning for that trip and actually since the trip, too, has just been amazing. You know, people throughout Jamestown and the surrounding area are very aware of that opportunity that we had, supported us in a great number of ways financially and in other ways too. And it's just been awesome to see the community so interested in what we're doing and so supportive.
Yeah, and I mean, going with that, Mark, great turnout for you guys' raffle. Who was the lucky group that got to go with you guys to New York?
A couple by the name of Paul and Claudia Sharp were Jamestown residents, and they drew their names for the grand prize, and they chose the option of going with us, which was
awesome.
Just a great experience to take these. You know, they had a very short time period to figure out if they could actually make it work,
sure.
And they made it work and came along with us and went to all the events with us and had meals with us and everything. And it was just a lot of fun to have them along.
That sounds amazing.
It was a lot of fun, and it's been fun for me to experience people just coming up to me. I'm out and about. If I've been at the art center or whatever, people that I don't know will come up to me and ask me about the trip. So it was definitely on the community's mind and everything, and it's fun to just kind of relay some of the experiences and whatever. So we just appreciate our town so very much.
Wonderful. Perfect. Again, Pam Burkhard, Mark Scherfe with the Jamestown Corollaires joining us on Let's Talk About It. So the first concert after this New York trip, Songs of the Carnegie Cowboys, riding on that Carnegie Trail, and I love it. This is coming up at the Zebedee Center on March 31st, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, right?
Correct. Right. March 31st and April 1st are our two dinner concert evenings at the Zebedee Center, St. John's Academy, and definitely a little bit less formal and a little bit less serious repertoire for this concert than we had at our last concert. Give the guys a break and just a chance to relax and give the folks coming a little bit something different to listen to. And of course, people who have come to our dinner concerts know that it's fun to be served by the Corollaires and hear some good music. We're not putting the tuxes on for this one, though. It'll be jeans and boots and hats and
letting
all
the
that.
Hair down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So again, that's March 31st and April 1st, both at 7 o'clock, like Pam pointed out. Tickets available, and it looks like they can only get them from one place.
Right. Tickets are available only in a central location because the tables are reserved seating. Okay. And so Lois and I care. Dr. Loyson and his staff have done that for us for a couple of years. They have the routine down, and so they'll help you out buying your ticket, and you can choose which table you'd like to sit at.
Awesome. Do we have a cutoff date for when you would like them to buy their tickets?
Yeah. Well, the concert is the 31st of the first concert is the 31st of March, and we need to have a head count to the caterer early that week. So hopefully by March 27th, we're hoping to have our numbers set. So
perfect. So get your tickets by then so they can have a head count, know how many are going to be there.
Right.
It's taking place again at the Zebedee Center, which I've heard is a great place to put on concerts in our community.
It is. The acoustics are great in there. It's set up really well for a dinner concert, and it kind of boggles the mind a bit to go from singing in Carnegie Hall to singing in a gym, but they're both great places to sing in their own right, and it's fun to experience both venues.
Awesome. So yeah, it goes tuxes to the cowboy attire from the Carnegie Hall to the Zebedee Center. But either way, you guys are getting to perform, which is always fun. But
we're flexible.
Yeah.
And the thing
exactly.
The thing we hope both these concerts have in common is a great audience. And you know, it's fun to sing, but it's even more fun to sing when you've got a great audience who appreciates music. And we've been very fortunate to have that here in Jamestown, so we're looking forward to another concert.
That's a great way to put it. So that is coming up March 31st and April 1st, Songs of the Carnegie Cowboys. It's a dinner concert put on by the Jamestown Corollaires. Tickets at Lois and I Care, $35 for those. And is there anything else you guys wanted to add about the Corollaires or about the concert? Maybe, food, maybe some of the songs you guys will be performing?
Well, Western songs, obviously, some of the old standards such as Down in the Valley and Home on the Range, and then a couple more modern country Western sort of tunes fit in the concert. And it's almost lunchtime, so I can think about the food.
Easy,
absolutely. Beef brisket dinner, and the Arcader is Snack Attack, and it's Dennis Casted and Arlinda Pizik, and let me tell you, it's the best beef brisket that I've ever had, and I know Dennis throws that on his smoker a couple days before, and fork tender, and they do a great job, and appreciate them helping us out with that, and look forward to a nice healthy sized meal and food that is pretty doggone yummy.
That sounds good. Yeah, easy to talk about food right now.
Absolutely.
Now I'm starving, so this is perfect. Again, it's coming up March 31st, April 1st. Get your tickets ahead at Lois and Eye Care. Pam or Mark, anything else you guys wanted to toss out there?
Well, just looking forward to a good time and hope to see a great turnout of people at our concert.
Awesome. And if you want to ask about the New York trip, I'm sure the Corollaires would love to share their stories, right?
We love talking about it. We had a great time.
Absolutely. So we'd love to have a full house both of those evenings. I know there's a lot of stuff going on. It's spring and things are starting to wind down for the year or whatever, but come and be served and enjoy a relaxed, fun evening with the Corollaires.
Awesome. Pam and Mark, thank you guys for joining
us. Thank you.
Thank you.